Okay, we're starting.
I'm not saying anything, right? Right.
It's somethingplanet.com. Their videos and podcasts are the bomb. Tune on and they'll have their say. It's Stu and John and Dave and Dave. It's somethingplanet.com.
Something Planet Podcast, episode number 519. Welcome to it. I'm your host, John Jay. With me are my favorite married couple.
Yay!
That's definitely sounding weird.
I haven't heard that intro in forever.
That is the original intro, yeah. That's the original Something Planet intro. That's like, and that little talking in the beginning. That's the first thing that we ever recorded, I think. And
oh,
we saved
that's
it.
Fun. I like it.
With me is my favorite married couple. I am having some audio monitoring problems, so I apologize if there was a little bit of feedback in the beginning there. Let me jump over here and introduce our guests, Lauren Gray and Jander Gray. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Hi, kids.
It's been a hot minute.
What have you guys been up to? I talked to you a little bit, but we got to catch up with the listeners a little bit. You know how long it's been since you guys have been on a show?
No.
I looked it up. It's been over a year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, it's been a minute.
You know, we did our little hiatus, mm-hmm. And now I got bored with being bored, and now we're back. So I'm going to do a bunch of podcasts.
It's been a pretty crazy year. We got divorced and remarried.
Divorced and remarried.
Yeah, same
as
day.
As you do, just to keep things fresh.
Yeah.
I have outfitted Jander in a series of Target outfits and hats.
True.
Okay.
And that has been really exciting for Jander.
Yes, it's very exciting for all of my comedian friends to roast me yesterday on social media.
that was your new hat?
That was my new hat.
So hold on. You got him that hat? That's your fault?
Yes, I got him a straw hat because he looked cute and no one can stop me. Not even Hugh can stop me from buying him a straw hat. It was funny, though, because literally in the same day I went shopping with Hugh, and we went out picking, like, this, like, slutty, like, date, like, gay outfits for Hugh. And then immediately to Target, and it's just, like, the most married shit ever for Jander. Like, oh, this nice little straw hat and some little lilac shorts.
What is the look you're going for? Is this, like, a Barbie fetishization?
Barbie fetish? Oh, yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Male
turn
bimbo.
Him into a Ken doll? Himbo.
It felt like a little middle-aged Ken.
Middle-aged. Introducing middle-aged Ken.
I am like a perfect middle-aged Ken doll.
with removable paunch.
Yeah.
It's like he's been going to the gym and he just pulled it off of there.
Yeah.
It just adjusts.
Yeah.
Yeah. St. Patty's Day was fun as hell yesterday. What did you guys end up doing? I know we ran into each other randomly.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That was good. We started off, you know, in a traditional, you know, St. Patrick's Day sense. We went to the most traditional place we possibly could for lunch, Casatina.
Casatina is traditional.
And
well, we knew we could get a seat.
Yeah, so. It was the quickest seat in town. Yeah. So,
yeah, that's always my deal is like Cinco de Mayo, I'll go to and get shepherd's pie at an Irish bar.
Yeah.
We got the corned beef and cabbage tacos.
Really?
No, they didn't. They did.
Somebody did that.
That's
somebody
hilarious.
Fucking did that.
It's probably not that bad.
Yeah. I mean,
a little crowded up taco.
It's probably fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, we were already kind of buzzed.
So you started off
sauerkraut tacos.
Started off drinking. So what did you Uber to Casatina's?
We went to We drove over, but like we were like, after we're done drinking, we have to take at least 2 hours walking around looking at old houses before we can get back in the car.
Yeah, that's always smart.
So that's what we did. So we walked it off for a while, and we paced ourselves so we didn't get too crazy.
Yeah, and we broke into 3 houses.
We broke into only 3 houses?
Only 3 houses.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they Pipe did
bomb.
Not lock the door.
Yeah, no, in Dunedin, they like put it on hard mode, which is really only just begging you to do it more. Because instead of having like a condemned house or an empty house, did you know that they just brick up the door?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
There was a house in downtown Dunedin that was obviously empty and had been there empty for a while, and you could see where they had taken the door off, and they just put cement block in place of the door.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like...
That'll keep those bums out.
No squatters allowed.
That was a plot line on The Wire.
What?
Yeah, they were like murdering people and then putting them in abandoned houses and then just bricking up the door.
Oh,
it was like, you know, it was like apartments or whatever in Baltimore, and then they would just they would just put dead bodies in there,
maybe,
and then they would
the
brick
case.
It up.
Okay.
I think they would knock the bricks out that were meant to keep the homeless out, put dead bodies in there, and then re-brick them back up. Yeah.
Well, and Lauren taught me about the orange thing, which I did not
know.
Oh,
he didn't know that the house is...
That was like the Dunedin Illuminati.
Yeah, that's that painting right behind you. That's our version of the Dunedin orange.
It's the Dunedin cigarette.
It's a cigarette.
Dunedin cigarette.
That's the Pinellas Park cigarette.
You're welcome. You're part of our secret society.
I did a very non-traditional St. Patty's Day as well. Me and Leah rode our bikes to the Blue Jays spring training game.
Nice.
How was that? Did they train?
They trained, and they sprang, and they dashed, and they run, and they threw, and they did all the sports.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they did sports.
Well, it's just one sport. No, I love spring training, you know. It's like spring training is like, you know, not the regular season, right?
I wouldn't know any which way.
Yeah, so it's like
it's practice.
Exhibition games basically. Yeah. And so they're giving like the younger guys in the lower organizations opportunities to like advance basically.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. That's
they get
very
to be
sweet.
Real baseball players now.
I don't know. You think like those guys like suck that are in like the lower leagues, like single A?
I wouldn't
and
think so. I don't
double
know.
A? No, they don't. Like I watch them play, and I'm like, oh, I could never fucking do that.
Yeah, I mean, those guys that are in like triple A men's league sports, they're all pretty good.
Yeah, they're. I mean, well, triple A is really good because those are the guys that are on their way up to the majors that are very
top
they're guys prospects.
That are recovering from
then,
injuries from
major and then there's also major leaguers that are just down because of an injury or they're getting close to retirement or whatever, but they're still good. But what we have in Clearwater and Dunedin is single A baseball. So it's mostly just like high school and college kids.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's there's actually two versions of single A. It's a low and high single A. So we're actually low single A. So
is there a B, or is it just
no single A, double A, triple A, major league?
That's so stupid. Yeah. Let's just do A, B, C, D.
Don't make it confusing.
Yeah, why make it confusing? They know the lower
F league is just in a sports bar.
Yeah. Just they
well,
know
that would be like darts.
Darts.
I just think it's silly because like they know like the lowest A. What is it? The A B or whatever? A low or whatever.
Yeah.
They
low
know
A.
They're the F team.
Right.
You're not hiding it from them.
Right, but they don't like to be called the F team.
I would go see the F team.
I'm thinking about getting into women's soccer. You know, they have a professional women's soccer team coming to Tampa. I'm thinking about supporting them.
There you go.
Except I don't like the name.
What is the name?
I think it's called the Sun, the Sunshine or something. I guess it's
Hey Sunshine.
Well, it's kind of a play on the Rays because the Rays switched from the Devil Rays to like the Rays as in Rays of Sunshine.
It should be called the Sunspots.
Let me see.
What is that even supposed to mean?
I like it. The sunspots.
The sunspots? Yeah. The precancers?
Yeah.
That's what you want to call them?
Exactly.
I think it'd be cool if it was like similar to like the Rowdies.
Sun FC.
Sun FC.
Yeah.
What's the FC for?
Football Club.
Football Club, okay.
What they call like teams over in England and stuff is like FC. Okay. And then American teams have now started to like adopt that. So we have like Orlando City.
See, they're sneaking in their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting us. Pretty soon people are going to care about this soccer thing.
Give it another couple decades, probably.
Soccer can be fun. You know what I like about soccer is they're busy. I do like that.
A lot
they're
of running.
Busy. They're so busy. Like that's the
great asses.
Yeah, great asses. They're all svelte. Like they can't. Like soccer is the antithesis of baseball.
Oh yeah, you could be a fat guy and play baseball.
That's why I have a hard time watching baseball because you'll be sitting there and not at like your like low A team, but you're watching the Rays.
Oh yeah.
And this motherfucker with a gullet. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have a gullet, but like you're playing professional sports. Bro.
That's
but
Babe Ruth, man. His legacy is a chocolate bar.
You look at like Vlad Guerrero Jr., you know, and he's like kind of like a chubby guy, you know. He's like the son of another major leaguer.
Sounds like a Croatian vampire.
He's I forget where he's from, but his name is Vladimir. Black guy. But he's kind of fat. But then as soon as like the ball gets hit to him, he like moves faster than like any you would ever think he could fucking.
Oh, he's like a sloth.
Yeah, like he can kill you.
I have this, because I have this theory
about... That's Lauren's theory,
That's my theory about sloths, which I'm sure I've mentioned on this podcast multiple times, but it has been over a year, so I will remind people. A lot of people think sloths are super cute. I do not, because they've got hooks for hands. Everybody's like, oh, they're slow, they're sleepy. No, they wait. They're lying in wait. When you're not looking, they're like, boom! Like, they're super fast. They reserve all their energy.
They can access the speed force.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing over there at the race.
Yes, they are the Barry Allens of the animal world.
If a team named themselves the Sloths, I'd totally be for that team, regardless.
Yeah, I think we need more funny sports names, too.
We do!
You know?
Like the unlikable hog chest.
Like, they have, like, the Montgomery Biscuits.
The Biscuits is fun. Biscuits,
I got a Biscuits hat.
What are they? What kind of sport is that?
It's baseball.
Okay,
it's part
perfect.
It's part of the Rays organization.
A bunch of fat guys, huh?
Perfect.
Yeah, they're from Alabama. Yeah. Okay, they're called the Biscuits. Yeah, their mascot is a biscuit, is an anthropomorphic biscuit with butter for its tongue.
Yes.
It smiles with bacon.
On board.
Oh, I love it.
On board. Like, why can't we have a team called, the Florida Men or something like that? And they all come out in shorts.
That sounds like the avatar of heart attack death.
Well, you know,
that's who you see in the hospital leering over your bed when you're dying in Alabama.
It's a biscuit.
Just a biscuit that smiles with bacon teeth.
I love that. That's what I want to see when I go.
Yeah, I mean, I think more funny teams are the way to go.
I agree. Yeah.
I had an idea for
let's stop being racist and start being funny.
Yeah.
I had an idea for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Like, a lot of minor league teams have alternate names, you know? So, like, I think there's a team in San Antonio. I forget what their regular team name is, but their, like, alternate team name is the Chonclas, which is, like,
that's
Spanish
fun.
For, like, sandal, you know?
Sandal with, like, I think sandal with, like, a heel on it,
It's, like, a sandal with a heel on it. Yeah. And it's, so it's, like the mascot is, like, a giant sandal.
That's cool.
Like, that's fun. So
I
was thinking
that.
Alternate team name for Dunedin Blue Jays would be Dunedin Ospreys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's ospreys that live in the stadium, you know?
We were going into abandoned houses, we saw two giant osprey nests.
Oh, yeah?
Not in the
in
house.
The house?
Not in the house.
Those ospreys are squatting.
Yeah.
Squatting.
No, this was in an expensive piece of land where I walked around and I was like, well, see, you can't build here because there's a live oak.
Did you guys go look at, like, the mansions on the water there?
Yes.
Okay.
I had never done that before.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got some cute shit hidden away, I'm not going to lie.
They do.
We went over by that New Orleans-themed place.
Oh, yeah, the Carousel Bar?
That place is cool.
Yeah, did you guys sit at the Carousel, or was it too crowded?
No, I got to sit there for a little bit. I got up because Jander wasn't drinking at that point because he was waiting it out to drive.
I was being good.
He was being a good boy. But I ordered a Sazerac there, and that shit was fire. So I'm excited to go back to that place.
Yeah, that place was cool.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make a bad Sazerac if you use Sazerac rye. That's the only real one.
This episode is brought to you.
I went to, last year I went to New Orleans for 5 days with Leah for my 40th birthday trip, and it was pretty fucking awesome. I went to the original Carousel Bar. That's based on, like, a New Orleans place that's been around for, like, 100 years or something, probably. Mm-hmm. But we didn't get to sit at the Carousel Bar, because it's kind of cool, because you can rotate around the bar and then watch jazz music and stuff like that. But, New Orleans is dope. Have you guys been?
Never.
He's never been. I've only been as a kid. I want to go back so bad. Because now as an adult, there's so much that I know to go see in New Orleans now.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot to do there as a kid.
There's really not. Yeah. We ate dinner there, and that was it.
Sex trafficked.
As a kid,
That's not the funnest place
possessed
on earth
by a ghost. You know,
possessed by a ghost.
Yeah, a couple cool things.
There's like some fun history and ghost tours, and we did a voodoo tour.
That's cool.
Our guide was like an actual voodoo initiate. Who was like studying, like, I guess I forget what the actual terms is. Like, there's a bunch of French terms for like different.
That would make
it's
me
a
nervous.
Lot like when you used to do like the covenant. Coven stuff.
It tends to be a social practice.
It's a social practice like that, but it's got more like Christian mythology mixed into it, I think.
Well, it's got it. Well, so you had all these, you had a bunch of people coming over from like Africa and places like that, and you had their, you know, their religion and their mythology from those places.
Yeah.
And they brought it over here, and in order to keep their practices sacred and alive, they utilized Christian mythology to cover their gods. So you'll see like there are certain Christian saints and stuff and that they pray to, but it's right. like used as kind of a shield for what the originating spirit is.
Yeah, like Santeria, similar in that way. Yeah, that's what they were saying on the tour. Yeah, it was like, well, like the Catholic Church accepted it because, you know, we were like worshiping altars of saints.
Yeah, and that's what happened with, you know, Voodoo in that area, and that also happened in Mexico as well with their indigenous gods. And, you know, fuck the Christians for making everybody hide shit. But also, like, you know, if everybody, like, you know, whatever. It's a closed practice. There's really not much I could ever speak to about it because I'll never know enough.
Share, yeah, they definitely don't share everything on the tour.
No.
You know?
And, you know, no, nor should they. Like, that's...
Yeah, it's their shit.
That's their shit. You know, it's okay for people to have their own private shit. It doesn't always have to be for everyone. So,
so I'm not sure how we got from St. Patty's Day to here, but...
Well, I mean, if you get me in a room...
We went from St. Patty's Day to baseball... To voodoo.
Baseball on St. Patty's Day, closer.
Closer.
How we got from St. Patty's Day to voodoo, I don't know.
I think I'm just in the room and I'm going to skew it however I want
to
skew
just
it.
Got to voodoo.
It's always going to leave.
Yeah, so after the baseball game, yeah, I met intern James we saw at the game. He was there with one of his friends.
Oh, yeah. That was cool running into him, too.
And so we went to Cara Cara afterwards, which we have a show this week. Amber Autry is... is going to be in town. She's going to be performing at Cara Cara 8 p.m. on Friday. Tickets are $25, but I believe there's only two of them this recording left. So if you want to go, I mean, you can try.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Yeah, I don't
know. Should we get off the pot? Yeah.
Yeah, I've been talking about it for a while now, okay?
And, you know, not to boost it, like, you know, not to push you any further if you're thinking about it, but, like, one of the coolest places to go in Dunedin is that area that you're having that show in, the Nest.
Oh, the Broadway area.
Yeah. What they're calling it now?
That's what they, yeah, well, I think the restaurant owners there have agreed to call it, like, the Broadway area of downtown Dunedin, because that's what that street is.
Yeah,
or whatever.
That street, and then that room. Are they still calling the room that you're doing it in the Nest, or
it's called
been
the Nest, but it's not a. It's been absorbed by Cara Cara.
Okay, well
it's always been the same owners.
Yeah, so the side room.
Yeah, so the side room is the Nest.
Yeah,
at
and
Cara Cara.
That little space is
it's
one
cool.
of the coolest spaces in Dunedin, and I, you know, I'm sure it was probably hard to maintain. You know, so I understand them not keeping it open as like a regular bar night. But man, every time I go to Dunedin, I think about how I wish I could get a drink right there.
Yeah, it is the best. And we are talking about doing a bunch of stuff there, like utilizing that room for comedy, more burlesque nights. We were talking about maybe doing a comedy or a combo comedy burlesque night.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be fucking fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll come dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just do a little song, put some nipple tassels on you.
Yeah, y'all know you want to see this burlesque daddy.
You know, people would go nuts.
That would go well.
Apparently, this is something I've learned in the last year. I am apparently entirely clueless to when gay dudes are trying to bang me.
Oh my god!
I'm a total bear. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, he's
my wife spots it like a mile away.
Dude. Okay. So
you have real wet butthole energy.
You do a little bit.
It's not energy. It's a reality.
It's a wet butthole.
Yeah. There's a moistness to your walk.
I am the unwashed mass.
No,
that is an unwashed mass if I ever saw one.
That is an unwiped mass hole.
No, where's that place where you always get hit on? It's a town in Florida. It's south of here. It's not Sarasota.
Fort Myers.
Every time we go to Fort Myers,
when you go to the comedy club next to the abortion clinic,
yes,
Daddy's a catch in Fort Myers, Florida.
He gets cornered. We were standing.
Well, I'm pretty sure Nathan Wallace is the most attractive guy that lives there.
Man. He is a very beautiful lesbian woman.
He's a good looking. Yeah, he's a handsome woman.
She's well coiffed. As far as a man,
I don't know. I don't know what is what. I mean, his wife is pretty. I don't know. I guess he's nice.
He looks like Marcy from Married with Children.
He does. Yeah, same haircut.
Yeah, it's the whole same vibe.
He's gonna hear this now. And he's gonna be so mad.
He's
gonna
be so mad.
No, but I mean, I'm pretty sure he's addressing that on stage.
All the effort he puts into his hair, so worth it. The back comb he's noticed and appreciated.
I'm pretty sure Nathan Wallace still has a bottle of LA Looks from 1999. You remember that gel that would just crush your hair into like an ice shard?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
So beautiful.
No, we were there.
Cement.
We were there in Fort Myers, and we're standing next to each other. We're mid conversation, and this guy walks up and he starts talking to Jander. We're sitting at the bar, so we're in bar seats.
Mm-hmm.
He positions his way between our bar seats and turns his back completely to me. And he is up in Jander's face.
If I can describe the guy, he totally had the
get right up on that mic.
He had this creepy kind of,
yeah. You can scoot over towards the mic. You don't have to spin towards it.
Well, I don't know. I was just doing it my comfy little way.
Okay.
He looked like, what was the guy's name from Game of Thrones? Jack and Hagar, the faceless man.
Oh,
guy?
The faceless man. Yeah,
right? Yeah. He was giving.
He totally handsome. Had that vibe.
Some movie star, but with like the intense gaze.
I wouldn't say handsome, but
just
greasy
too intense.
And just
he was very intense.
Too intense.
Like Jander's glasses were fogging up from his breath. Like, that's how close this dude was.
No.
And we get away, and I'm like, damn, that dude wanted to fuck you, bro. And he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, are you lying or are you that clueless? Because that is insane to
me. I'm just so straight that it's like why? No.
Why
would a dude be trying to bang
He had
me?
His
like,
foot.
I don't understand. It's a combination between being so straight and having low self-esteem. There's like no way a dude's trying
to
bang
me. Dudes are into me. I've been a queer bait for since
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I just how can you not know? Like he had his foot on the you know how like bar stools
you've got
have
the kind of Hey Dallas Buyers Club vibe.
Yeah, you're definitely Yeah, he had his
you
foot
put on
the
a cowboy
little
hat and you're getting butt fucked.
That's it. Jean jacket and a cowboy hat.
There you go. That's all you need. Not another thing.
You are broke back done eating.
We sold out the Legion show that we just did. Thank you everybody that shared that.
I heard that went well.
So that we could get the word out. We definitely appreciate that because we're raising money for the Veterans Hospital Support Foundation, which helps take care of veterans and their families that are in the hospital, and they also help homeless vets with food and water and living situations and stuff like that.
Hell yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. And I see there's another one coming up that's already sold out, right?
No, that one didn't sell out yet. That one was kind of last minute. I guess the Safety Harbor Spa wanted to do a Veterans Appreciation Night. So
that's
I told them,
cool.
that, you know, I mean, you guys, or Military Appreciation Night. I told them, I don't know if they're doing it, but I'm like, invite some of the guys from the Air Force Base to come in for free, you know, active duty. We always talk about the veterans or whatever, but guess what? It sucks way more being on active duty than it does to be a veteran.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one is going to be at the Safety Harbor Spa on Tuesday. Tuesday next week.
Okay. So, the Tuesday night show. That'll be
Tuesday
interesting.
Tuesday night show at the Safety Harbor Spa, and me and Danny Bevins. Danny Bevins is closing that out.
Oh, that's going to be a great show.
There's a bunch of veterans on it, too.
Yeah, I saw that lineup. Sets. That's great.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm doing 20 minutes.
Nice.
But I heard that room is fucking killer. So.
I've never seen it.
Cool.
Yeah, so the Legion show sold out. Ken Miller came. Ken Miller and Chris Alexander came all the way from Orlando and very unsurprisingly killed the room.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody fucking loved them. The only problems we had, there was a couple ladies that were overserved.
Oh, yeah.
Did Ken mention that when you ran
He down? Did, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, he was like, yo, you are fucking up my timing. I mean, he's really funny, but his act does rely a lot on his timing. Like, he is very very cognizant of his timing. Like,
very efficient.
He's very efficient. He's, you know, He's got this down to like the second make it work perfectly.
Yeah, he really does. Ken
so it's like,
so
do
solid.
Not shout stuff at comedians unless they ask you to shout stuff at
yes.
them.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That is the worst when you're really setting up a great joke and one
and then
idiot
somebody just goes,
yells,
yeah,
and you're just like, I could kill you right now.
I like, wish that you
were
dead.
Like 2 seconds away from a huge punchline dropping
yeah.
in this room,
and you just had to vomit
you just boned
shit
the whole thing because you're a drunk asshole.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely don't do that. If you're drunk, that's okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
get drunk.
Sit there and laugh.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're
I'm
allowed
happy.
To be drunk.
Yeah, I want you to be drunk.
Yeah, be a little drunk. Have a good
yeah.
time, but
oh, yeah.
don't shout stuff.
Yeah.
Don't fall out of your chair.
Or I don't care if you fall out of your chair.
Yeah, I guess.
Just
not.
Don't talk to me about
just
it.
Just do it when the punchline hits.
Yeah.
Are we talking? Are we talking on the podcast today about the incident last week?
The incident. Oh, how
the
I...
incident. Are we talking about? Because I
yeah,
like
we
talking
can.
Shit.
I'm fine with talking about
I
it.
I like talking shit.
I'll
yeah,
talk
me
shit.
Too. Let's
I
go.
Like. Yeah. Let's. Okay. So, well, you guys explain it then. Cause...
Okay. So I have a show. I have a show called Unholy Comedy. I co-produce it and host
great
it
show.
With
I've done it a couple times
with our best friend Hugh, and it is a show that is unique for comedy because we have comedians. It has like the unholy kind of very dark kind of gothic aesthetic. And between comedian sets, Hugh and I do tarot readings in a funny way. You know, it's you know, we dress up. I dress up as a nun. He dresses up as a
yeah,
priest.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are basically doing the equivalent of like cold reading.
Yeah,
it's, you know,
it's pretty
crowd
much
work,
is
but
that.
It is cold reading.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is.
I dress up as a leather daddy and I work in the bathroom.
Yeah,
yeah.
He hands out hand jobs.
Jander positions himself by a hole in the wall.
Moist butthole.
But yeah, so it's like it's a very different thing for comedy. We've tried to make it as unique as possible, and we've put a lot of work into the marketing,
there's
the branding,
nothing else like it.
The experience.
There's nothing else like it at all.
Yeah.
Completely original idea.
And the
nobody's
room,
done it before.
Yeah, the room we do it in, they, you know, we're able to project shit on the walls and stuff.
Well, it's
so,
a magic theater. So
yeah,
it's
a magic
the,
theater.
What is it, the Zubrick Magic
yeah, Zubrick
Theater?
Yeah, Zubrick Magic Theater.
Now, these guys are award-winning magicians from Vegas, right?
Yeah.
So they really know what the fuck they're
oh,
doing when
these
it comes
guys,
to setting up a theater.
Yeah, these
their
guys are amazing.
Value is, mwah.
The theater itself
so
is
good.
Really well put together, and we spend extra money and extra time to sit down with these guys and make it a production. So there's a lot of that goes into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you guys aren't just showing up at a theater.
No.
And being like, here's a comedy show.
Yeah.
It's not that.
It's not
it's
that.
It's a different thing.
Yeah, which is nothing wrong with that. I do plenty of those.
No, plenty
We've
of shows are
of
just comedy shows. That's
but
not this, though.
We're doing something a little bit different. So I say all that to let you know the kind of effort that we're trying to put into this thing. We find out 2 weeks before our show that's supposed to be coming up that somebody decided to make a show called Unholy Comedy Showcase. And, you know, I'm not shy to say this. Put it in the shittiest fucking room in Tampa Bay. And not only that, do it the weekend after our show.
Oh, I'll go ahead and call out the shittiest room in Tampa
oh,
Bay.
Oh, Pegasus
that
Lounge?
Is Pegasus
yeah.
Lounge. That
it
is
the
I've
shittiest.
I've never had a good show there.
No.
I've never performed music there, but I've gone to friends' shows.
Yeah.
That did music there.
Yeah,
and those
there's
shows
never been
also
a good
sucked.
Show there, yeah.
There's never been a good comedy show.
The only
show
people
there.
That have been killed at that place have literally been shot.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, just.
No, I think someone got stabbed one time. Oh, but they didn't die.
Someone got yeah. shot outside, like one of the first years I was doing comedy, and yeah. that's when I was like, I don't know if I'm going to that mic anymore.
It's just. The whole place has a very weird fucking vibe to it. It's somewhere between, like, it's like if the Ritz, a meth house, and an orgy had a baby
yeah.
and no one showed up, that is what it's like.
The vibe is.
The smell is all those
open.
Things. Yeah. The
yeah.
smell is all the thing, all those things.
They do,
the look is all those things.
They do,
it is nothing.
They do karaoke. I don't know if they still do this, but back in the day, they would do karaoke, but. Instead of like projecting the karaoke video behind you,
mm-hmm.
they would just show porn on silent.
So that's
like
kind,
hardcore gangbangs.
Yeah, that's nice. Kind of funny. And
it's kind of funny until you've been sitting there for 10 minutes. And you're like, this is, we're just watching
yeah.
this fucking porn in
and
front of everybody.
Why it's
like, this
called
is so
Pegasus.
Weird.
Yes. It's kind of
like,
funny.
This is odd.
It's kind of funny if everyone in the room is doing it in an ironic way. But the problem with fucking Pegasus is that the majority of the people in there are not, and they've got raging boners the entire time. And now you're just in a porn theater, and it's fucking weird.
Yeah, now you're fucking...
Now it's weird.
Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens.
Yeah.
Touching yourself with a bunch of other dudes in a porno.
There's three boners in this bar right now.
It's very fucking strange.
All right, so sorry. Anyways, go on.
So this is the venue they decide to put our fucking Timu knockoff show in. And not only that, our ticket prices reflect the money it takes to rent the venue for
the
night.
You guys gotta buy insurance.
The promotion, the insurance, everything.
You guys are a legit production.
Yeah, we put a lot of work into it. So our ticket prices reflect that. So our cheapest ticket is about $35, something like that. They decide.
That's not bad.
Which is not bad.
Regular comedy show is $20 to $25. Now.
Exactly. And we have VIP seats that are much more expensive, but they come with a gift bag and they come with all the shit. So, anyways. That is to say, they decide to charge $10 and undercut the fucking show by, at its lowest ticket price, $20, and steal from our shit by calling it unholy, by using the
Instead
same color scheme.
Unholy comedy show. It's the unholy comedy
showcase. Yeah.
They even, totally different,
Totally
guys.
Different, guys.
Yeah. Well, they even aped the flyers. Like, yeah. They copied the older flyers. It was the same
style. Our original flyer had Hugh and I in a casket. They had one of the comedians in a casket in the flyer. The color scheme was exactly the same. The red and black, the gothic vibes. It was so obviously a knockoff. So we called them. Originally, before we posted a single thing, because...
Yeah, you didn't immediately post.
We didn't immediately post. We got a number of people reached out to us who saw the flyer before we did. And then we started a group chat with the comics that were on the show and the showrunner and said, hey guys, what is this? And let me tell you, none of them said anything, if at all.
Oh, so they were just like, what?
No, so the showrunner didn't say anything.
Who was the showrunner? I don't know who this guy is.
Seth Galway Jr., is that his name?
Yeah, something like that.
He does shit at Pegasus pretty much only. And he's a real fucking piece of shit because when we finally did get public with it, because they wouldn't fucking respond to us, with the exception of Chris Coombe being real glib and shitty about it. Just so if you're fucking stalking this, please do not talk to me in person. You've said enough online. But just aside from that, like, he goes on to say later when we talk about it publicly in the local comedy group on Facebook, he said, I didn't know there was another Unholy. So we went and checked the people who were interested in going on the Facebook event. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker wrote interested. He knew exactly what he was doing.
I'm going to steal that.
Yeah, so he was just some boomer who saw something shiny and went, I could do that, and thought he could get away with that.
Thing.
And tried to undercut our fucking sales. And I know there's a lot of comedy shows going on in the area at any given time. I know ticket prices vary.
It's hard to sell tickets.
It's hard to sell tickets,
period. You know, anybody that's, not just running like an open mic or whatever, like knows how hard it is to like actually book something and then get people to fucking not only go to it, but to pay to go to it.
Yeah. That's difficult. So, like, I get that. And I also get that there's a bunch of comedy shows happening at any time, and we're all, in some way or whatever, kind of competing against each other to get these tickets sold. That's fine. They're all different comedy shows with different
acts.
Well,
you guys were doing a show on the same night that I was doing a show.
Yeah.
But it's totally different. It's
totally
in different,
different
cities. It's
yeah.
not that big of a deal.
It's not a big deal. But we have shows on the same night that clubs do.
Right.
It's not the same thing, so it's something else. But to take our brand and then try to do it the next weekend, go fuck yourself. Like,
plagiarizing
a thousand which
like,
ways.
Some people are smart enough to not plagiarize in their own community.
Yeah.
That's the strangest thing. It's like,
I remember
did you not think this was going to come up?
I remember, you know, Hot Mess wasn't originally your guys' idea. No. That was one of Dick Roos's friends from up north.
Yes.
And then so Dick went to him and was like, I think this is really cool. Mm-hmm. Can I do this in my market and mm-hmm. then and call it this? Is that okay with you? And then it was like, of course.
Yeah, that's and
exactly
that
not a big how deal. We did yeah. that. And I brought yeah. that to Lauren as soon as we talked about it because that's exactly what it was. It was some kid in Maine ran an open mic where he had people eat hot chicken wings before they got up and did the mic.
Right.
Kyle and I just developed it into a show.
Right.
Yeah.
And we did ask for permission to do it.
And
first
that's
because
what
that's
you
the
should
respectful
do.
Thing to do in the comedy.
Right, community. Because it's yeah. your friend. Yeah, right. we're all you supposed to be friends. Even if we don't like each something. Other, we kind of got to be friends.
Yeah, we're
okay?
all suffering in the same ways. We should at least have yeah. respect for each
like
other in that
everyone
regard.
Everyone that's done comedy the last 20 years has seen the Carlos Mencia videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone knows that plagiarism's not cool. Like, stealing a joke and stealing a theme of somebody's show
right.
is the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, well, that's what I said. I was like, if somebody is willing to steal your brand, he will steal other people's jokes.
Right.
It's the
well,
same line of
well,
thought.
Well, do you think that's like internet culture, though? Do you think that's possibly like
maybe I
like
kinda,
meme stealing?
Here's what
you know, because
like
internet culture is now. It's like if I make a joke or a meme or something, and mm-hmm. then I put it on like Tumblr or something, mm-hmm. like somebody else will just steal that and then make their own
yeah.
like that day.
Here's the
you know?
Only theory I have that can possibly absolve this guy, and I don't want to say it because now he'll just run with it. I think this guy just doesn't know anything and thought unholy comedy was the same thing as like a roast battle. You just call it roast battle.
Oh, okay.
Like he's just
maybe.
Dumb. He's just dumb and doesn't
that's
know.
True.
He
I
doesn't
mean,
actually know anything about comedy.
So here's the thing. If he did think that and we reached out to him privately and we said, hey, dude, what is this about? And he said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Well,
whatever.
Yeah.
But instead he got aggressive. He was
but
like,
instead,
oh, I changed it. Are you happy now?
Yeah, no,
now
instead.
Now it's called the Dumb Fuck You Show.
Yeah, and now it was
no,
all
like,
this fucking
it
shit.
We're calling it Dumb Fuck You Lauren
he
Show.
He got yeah. aggressive that like people were upset that you're stealing from somebody else in the scene. But it's like,
right.
you're the one that fucked up.
Yeah.
You're
well,
not,
I think
you're
most comics just
kind of,
I think most comics weren't like, we hate you. I think we were just like, we're going to make fun of you because you're stupid.
Yeah, this right. is not okay.
Yes, yeah, like, don't do that. It's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very comic way to talk to each other. Hey, dude. You're very dumb. Yeah.
You're dumb.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make fun
Did
of you.
Did you know you're dumb?
So
because you're dumb.
It would be yeah, one yeah. thing if he acknowledged his bad and, like, we never had to post about it and it was done. But he didn't. He fucking dug his heels fucking in. He called everyone every sort of name. He said, I didn't know about it when he clearly did. And you know what? Honestly, I'm not the maddest at him.
And we're
I'm not the maddest at
we're
him.
We're kind of coming full circle here, though, because he did threaten to buy me.
He did threaten to
buy
is for yeah. gay wet butthole sex.
Fuck you, gender. I could buy and sell
sure.
you.
Wet butthole sex.
Yeah. 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 What does that yeah. even mean? Like, I fuck you, I could buy you?
Yeah, he wanted to.
What does that
to,
mean?
It
sounds like something
me.
Donald Trump would say.
Yeah, it's, like.
Well, it, that's what he was going
knows
with.
I could buy you.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest thing on Epstein
yeah.
Island.
I have so much money.
Yeah. I'm the expired butthole on
yeah.
Epstein.
Well, there's
Island.
No doubt that this dude is like probably
I
a trumped like asshole liquor.
I mean,
like,
you know, you guys complain about the scene or whatever, but I feel like everybody was on your guys' side immediately
In this one case, I think a lot of people that mattered were actually
right.
Pretty outstanding and saying some things that I really appreciated. I think...
Well, all the headliners
yes.
went on there and were like, you're dumb.
Yes. yeah. So, and I genuinely appreciated that. And it was really heartwarming to hear that. I will say there were ways that I was really disappointed in the scene. For instance, there were comics that were put on that show that if... let me start from a place of if this happened to me, okay?
Right.
If I found out that I was put on a show that was obviously stealing a well-known local brand... And people were like, hey, what is this about? My first reaction would be like, hey, guys, I didn't know anything about this. I'm so sorry. This is fucked up. I'm not doing this. And that
would
have been it.
I would be so embarrassed.
I would be ashamed.
I would be very embarrassed if that happened to me.
Yeah,
so,
how hard is it for you as a comic to be like, not do the show at Pegasus?
Yeah. What are you losing?
Right, yeah.
Like,
well, that's
come
that,
on, dude.
I mean, that is kind of the culture in this Tampa Bay comedy scene now, where it's like, I'll do any show for any amount of money or no money at all, or I'll pay.
Even if it's
or
ripping
please.
Off my peers.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it is. There's a real desperate sense to a lot of these motherfuckers.
And I think that.
Let me just be straight with a lot of these places. At, like, if you're a comic that performs in these places, or you are one of these places that charges for open mics or fucking doesn't pay comics, like, that is not a comedy club, that's not a comedy night, that is fucking community theater.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just community theater. Okay, just call it that.
Well, yeah, that's the
don't
other
fuck
thing
with me
guy.
Trying to actually sell tickets to professional comedy shows.
Yeah,
this particular guy that stole the show and tried to rebrand it and ride on the name and sell tickets. He charges comics for the Pegasus open mic. That mic has been free for 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's all stupid all day
all
long.
It's he's
charging. Now it's $5. Because, like, well, because he saw that other people would pay $5.
But it's not fucking, you know what, at the end of the day.
And apparently somebody is actually paying $5 to go to the Pegasus open mic.
Well, yeah, well, it's like, well, you know, he looks like, well, people will pay $5 to go to this other rape shack.
Yeah.
Then why can't I charge
that's exactly
to come
right.
To this weird one?
That is, it is a Sophie's Choice of rape shacks
in
Tampa.
I don't even go over to Tampa for that kind of shit anymore.
But, like, I'll say this much. Like, as much of an asshole as that Seth dude is, and how fucking feckless and stupid as he is, I am not as mad at him as I am the comics that were the fucking headlining photos on there. And, okay, here's one thing. You didn't know. Okay, cool.
Right.
Chris was on it. He was the guy on it, right?
Well, he knew.
And, you know, he said originally that he didn't know,
but
he did. And, like, it was obvious that he did. He was obviously thought it was funny, because then he went on to make fucking meme flyers saying Lauren and Hugh's dog shit show. And, like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
I thought that was your guy's friend.
Yeah. I thought we were cool.
Yeah.
I thought we were cool. I mean, why are you being a dick to me?
That's how comedy is sometimes. You think people are cool with you, and apparently they're just not whatever reasons in
kinda,
there.
Whatever.
That guy kind of smells like a homeless dude, so I've never really fucked with him.
It's fine. I can handle not breathing his air. That's great for me. But that's one thing. So the shit he said, real dog shit.
We're talking
real
a lot of shit on this episode. I don't care. I love it.
I have been wanting to talk this
to
shit.
Biden.
No, I'm not done.
Joe Biden.
I am not fucking done, because the thing that pisses me off the most is the thing that everyone rallied around, and it upsets me. And I'll fucking say it right on fucking camera, and I hope this gets us views. So suck my fucking dick. I think it's really shitty that Amanda Hoffman was on that fucking flyer and she said nothing. She said absolutely nothing.
That
she
is weird.
She didn't say anything privately.
She seems very nice. Because, I would have definitely reached
out.
She
didn't
and
say,
been like, hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like,
she didn't
I did
say
not
anything
know
privately.
That he was going to make a poster that made me look like you.
Well, there's, there are thoughts on that, too. Let me get to that. She didn't say anything privately in the group chat. She didn't reach out to me privately, just one-on-one, like, hey, girl, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Honestly, that's all it would have took. She didn't say anything publicly, and people went on to say, poor Amanda, she must be so embarrassed right now. Well, here's the fucking thing. If you look at the flyer, she's standing in the coffin in the photo that's used on the fucking flyer. Oh, you just randomly turned in that one?
Yeah.
You knew.
Okay, yeah, that does.
You knew.
You're right.
You fucked around.
No.
You got called out.
You're right.
Eat my ass. You said nothing to me.
I didn't even think about that.
It doesn't look good, and it feels pretty
unless
shitty.
Unless he went on her Facebook and then got
he
the
said
photo.
That the comics gave him those photos.
Yeah, but he's a liar.
I don't care.
He is a liar.
Yeah, so
he is a liar?
He is a liar.
Well, you know what? If somebody was fucking using my name like that.
I think that's enough inside baseball for this episode.
Yeah.
Amanda Hoffman, suck my dick. Don't talk to me in person.
That's
you said enough privately.
That's fine.
All I have to say.
We are talking shit on this episode. Talking shit on this episode is actually brought to you today by randomfandom.com. It's random-fandom.com. Let me go over here. Those are my show notes, but let me make this
our
bigger.
Other sponsor, Plagiarism.
Amanda's sponsor, Push-Up Bras.
It's actually offshoot of somethingplanet.com. It's our t-shirt business. You can see all of our designs right here. I'm scrolling through them. Right now, they're not on sale, but this is actually from TeePublic, so it goes on sale all the time. We got Baby Billy's Bible Bonkers. We got, there's some There's a bunch of raccoons that live in the dumpster behind Country Pizza Inn. We got Thinking About the Roman Empire. Gwyneth Paltrow gave me brain damage. That one is actually very popular.
The best one.
Gwyneth Paltrow did give me brain damage. Crunch Wop Supreme. Kenny Locke. We got two pages of designs here. So, yeah, check out random-fandom.com. Also, the show is brought to you by the Carry Cart. That's carrycart.com with two Ks.
Yeah.
Carrycart.com. It's a, so basically, it's a trolley. It's a dolly. It's a hand truck.
Okay.
And it's a stepladder.
So what are you carrying in it?
You can carry whatever. I mean, this is like it. Lauren is in a band. This would be perfect for your band.
It's a stepladder too?
It's a, if you want to come over here and you want to look at this, you can.
I trust you.
It is quite the device. It's almost big enough that you could chop up Tom Wise and carry him in it.
You could kill Tom Wise and cart him into the woods.
I mean, that is a very tall man. You might, even with the carry cart, you might need that's two.
You might need two carry carts.
Well, you could just make it into the trolley section here. As you can see, you can carry a whole pallet of bricks on this. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know what you did to Tom Wise that you would have to saw him up.
But he would fit on the carry cart.
He would fit in the carry cart.
If you go to carrycart.com right now, that's carry cart with two Ks, and use the code SP at checkout, you're going to get $20 off your first carry cart.
Damn.
So this is you should show it to your mom and dad, who I know have a crap ton of musical gear.
This thing folds up
into nothing in the car, too.
They do need this shit.
Okay, so check out carrycart.com. That's carrycart with two Ks. All right.
Timothy Wise.
Let's move on with the show. Let's keep going. I got the carry cart here, and I'm just going to put that back. I don't know what I did to this. Oh, here we go. Cool. All right. Coming up next, we have a new segment.
New segment.
Well, it's an old segment, but
old segment.
It's a new segment and an old segment.
Ooh, something old, something new. Fuck me.
It's Something Planet, Massive Media tonight.
I like it when she talks.
Something Planet, Massive Media. That is my beautiful wife, Leah Murray, introducing that segment. I don't know if that was loud enough. I don't know. I'm still working out the kinks here, guys.
It was awful quiet.
I'm working out the kinks here, okay? Hopefully you heard that at home.
Leah
she's
is
great.
Often very quiet, though. So.
She is often very... I don't think I played that loud enough. Massive Media, did you guys saw the new Dune, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, I talked about it a little bit on the last episode, but I know you're a Dune super fan,
yes.
Lauren. So what did you think of the movie?
I loved it. It was excellently executed. So in the beginning of the movie... The very beginning of the movie, like we're like the super beginning, and you actually get Irulan giving a journal report in the beginning.
Oh, that's cool.
I was like, fuck yes, this movie is going to be fire because so every chapter in the Dune books is predicated by either a journal entry that's written by Irulan or she might have written a history book for kids to read at school. She might have written something for the Bene Gesserit. There's a lot of like documents that predicate each chapter.
That's how you know you're a real nerd when you get wet over documents.
Yeah. I was very wet over these documents. So
I was just wet for Timothy Chalamet.
I was really
that is America's favorite twink.
Yeah,
he's my mass hall pass.
It righted a wrong for me in the first Dune movie because this is what Lynch got right in his iteration.
I still like the David
Lynch
one,
huh?
I still like the David Lynch one.
Yeah, I still like it too.
I think I like the new one better.
It's its own thing. It's
the
its
new
own
one
thing.
Was pretty great.
But what one of the things that Lynch got right, specifically in his version, is he starts it off with Irulan and she goes, in the beginning, is something about the beginning being the most important time. I can't say it correctly, but you know what? If you know, you know. And that's how Dune starts. And it upset me that the first act, the first movie that they didn't start with that little interlude by Irulan. I thought that was kind of a missed point.
Right, so they made up for it.
They made up for it in Dune 2, so I'm okay with it now. So I felt good about that. I was like, okay, we've gotten through this movie needs to make money point. That was what Dune 1 was. Like,
we
got to
make
prove,
the money.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. I thought the second one was the money right there.
Oh, well,
all the good shit was in the
yes,
second one.
The second
was
one
gorgeous.
Was the good shit, but the first one had to happen in order to convince your people who
right.
are not huge sci-fi fans and everything that this is worth, you know,
they're
seeing.
Like, look, we
the
got
next
Zendaya.
One.
We
yeah.
got, we have Zendaya.
We
please
will,
come.
We have her for a little bit. We will have her much more later, which is what they ended up doing with Florence
we know
Pugh.
Zendaya.
I'm gonna be
devil's advocate here and just say that this was Desert Avatar. That's all it is.
Avatar.
I loved it. Also, how terrifying was Austin Butler?
Oh, he was great.
As Elvis.
Also, no. Don't segue.
Austin Butler is such a good actor.
No, he was amazing.
I just finished Masters of the Sky with him, and he's like such a totally different person. That's how good of a fucking actor
he is.
Oh,
he's a great actor.
He's like
he
the
was
all-American.
Dune.
He's like the all-American Air Force pilot in World War II who loves his girlfriend back home and just wants to get done with this war and go and start a family. Like, he's perfect. That
very
guy. And then he goes
Americana.
From that to that guy who's like kissing his uncle on the lips.
Yeah.
All right. No, there's so much more to say because, first of all, I will not be distracted by something incredibly offensive that you just said. So, what do you mean? Explain. How is Dune Desert Avatar?
Well, Avatar is probably definitely ripped off a little bit from Dune.
Okay.
Yeah, all the desert
Timothée
people
Chalamet
stuff.
Timothée Chalamet is adopting to their culture.
Yeah.
He falls in love with one of them. He becomes their leader.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of the same
well,
plot
it's,
points,
it's,
dude.
No, but I mean, it didn't... I mean, Avatar it, didn't... Or Dune didn't
it's,
rip
it's
off Avatar,
desert
though.
Avatar.
No, I mean, no, that it's Alien Dune. Yeah.
Dune.
It's... No, I'm not even going to go that far with you.
Dune, yeah.
Because first of all, you...
Yeah,
because
there's no aliens in Dune, right? Any of the books I don't think has any aliens. Everyone's human, right?
I mean, you've got non-Earth creatures.
Yeah, but not intelligent
But as far
species.
As intelligent... No, the intelligent species that are somewhat foreign and alien to human eyes are all just... what happens to humans 20,000 years in the
right,
future
right.
based
it's like we're
on
aliens to ourselves?
Yeah,
that's the theory. That's the theory in real life that gray aliens are just like human beings from the future. That
exactly,
like change themselves.
Just,
so that's kind of
they're
that
just weak
theme.
Bitches.
Yeah. So
yeah, weird
but
weak
yeah.
bitches.
You do realize that like it's so there is the minimalistic view of saying that like. Paul is, you know, a kind of a white savior character. He goes in, he befriends the natives,
he's
he becomes the Messiah, blah,
yeah.
blah, 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 blah. You understand he's a bad guy, right?
Well, not yet. Don't spoil it.
If you don't want it to be spoiled, then you should have read the book 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry
fair.
For you.
Spoiler 50, alert.
More like 50 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, and if you...
Honestly, I was only making that point to troll, and
just
look how successful
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, no, you totally got her.
Oh, you
totally
want to start a successful. Fucking conversation? Because we'll have one.
All right, what do you rate Dune Part 2? I got one more movie I got to talk about.
I give it an 8 out of 10. I really liked it.
Yeah, I would give the Dune, the Part 1, I would give that a 7. I would give Dune 2, I give that a sturdy 9.5.
Yeah, I'll give it a 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Last movie I want to talk about, and I got to have you back in because you like read as much as I do.
Yeah.
So there's so many books we could talk about
Ooh,
too.
We could talk about books.
But I am trying to keep these episodes shorter, okay? So.
Well.
I mean, we could talk forever, but.
You can edit. Plenty of things I
well,
said tonight.
I mean, we could just finish up here, and then we can go talk about books.
You heard it here
yeah.
first, folks. I won't be back on the show because I'm an illiterate.
You're an
dumbass.
Illiterate. Well, you got a nice wet butthole, though. So.
I do have a wet butthole.
Your career.
I'll be on a different cam. That
it's a night. It's a b-hole yeah. cam.
Tune into my OnlyFans.
Your career ended at Desert Avatar.
Yeah, we recently found out that Jander is actually the guy from Glass Ass.
Yeah. Very true. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's finally been unveiled.
I have scars.
Glass ass is one thing, but if I ever found out that you were Goatsy.
Oh God.
Yeah. I would be so proud.
If I was Goatsy, that's how I would greet everyone.
Okay, before I. This is a marriage question, real quick, before I talk about the next movie. And we are running out of time here,
okay.
but that's fine. Have you seen his butthole? This way? It looks better this way on the camera.
I think once I actually kind of did.
Did you see his butthole?
Because
all men see women's buttholes, but most women
God,
don't
I hate
see
that.
Men's buttholes.
Yeah, she's never seen
Dude,
my butthole.
I have.
Yeah, my wife
no,
has never
I have.
Seen my asshole.
We were drunk, but I have.
We were drunk, but I have.
We were drunk, but I have.
We're going to see it tonight.
That's the most unfair thing.
We do have plans now.
That's the most.
That's not equal.
It's not fucking equal in a hetero relationship. I hate the fact that, like, if you're doing it from behind as the woman, it's just like, man, I hope I wiped so well. Like, it is at least.
I don't want anyone to see.
You
got to
ride the sandworm, baby.
No, but there's no way of knowing. And I don't have, like.
I'm going to put one of those little thumping devices right
on your ass. No, I thought about, like, putting a little, on cars or bikes, there's those little mirrors that kind of, like, come around like that. I thought about putting one in, like, a toilet just so I can just kind of, like, make sure. Because, like, you never know what's left behind.
What if he sat down on the toilet and you just watch him crap and then, like,
if
a
you're
whole
worried.
Snake comes out and into the toilet?
That's the next season of American Horror Story.
If you're ever slightly concerned that your asshole's not clean, you should keep wiping.
Yep.
Like, no, but
you shouldn't just be like, I think I got it.
No, with that mentality, I'd never leave the house.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Because
I don't know. Yeah.
When I leave the house, I'm like, did I leave the hair curler on? Guess what? I never curl my hair. But do I think about it? Yes.
All right. Last movie I want to talk about, and I brought this up because I know that you guys watched it, Jander might have slept through it. But you were in the room while it played. Mean Girls from 2024.
Yeah.
What did y'all think?
So
I thought it was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. It wasn't as funny as the original.
I think the original was definitely more of a comedy.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The original is more of a comedy.
The new one is
a musical.
They're both written by the same comedians.
Yeah.
It was interesting to watch the PC omissions of a 20-year version later.
Right.
Yeah.
To, like, just watch some of the things go, like the gym teacher having a relationship with some of the students in the original.
Yeah.
Wait, that was happening?
In the original.
In
the original, they were, like, catching the gym teacher with
the Asian girl.
Trang. Or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, there's a whole side plot.
There's a whole subplot where the gym teacher is, like, banging a couple of the students.
I do not remember.
Yeah, that was out.
So in this movie, it's Regina George's
found. That was pretty funny until we had kids.
Yeah.
Until they had kids and were like, do not fuck my kids, please.
Yeah.
Please.
So, like, there were things.
This is not the education I signed up for.
Yeah.
There are things they cut out of it. And, like, that's not then, like,
right, I didn't like Regina George as much as the original. She was way funnier.
Oh, so that, but that's the difference.
I thought the main character was just as good as Lindsay Lohan, though. I thought the lead actress.
Yeah,
she was just as funny as Lindsay
Lohan. I thought
all
the cast did a great job.
Yeah.
It was just very different.
And Janice really stole the show, too.
Janice was great.
Janice stole the whole movie. It was almost like it was her movie.
It kind of was.
She was, her and the guy were the narrators or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was almost. Like
they
it was her.
They killed
it was her.
Yeah,
movie.
She
yeah,
did a great job.
Destroyed.
It's weird because the original Regina George, Rachel McAdams, she is funnier and she's more hateable. Like, you fucking hate Rachel McAdams in that.
Yeah, no, you really
hate her.
Yeah,
they didn't give her.
Yeah, this one you
kind of
feel bad for.
I didn't feel bad for her. I wanted to fuck her so bad.
The new one?
Yes. She, like.
You're a little too old for her.
No, not in real life. Not in real life,
she's
fine.
She's 25.
Yeah, in real life, it's fine.
Sure, in the movie, she's 16, but in real life, she's 34.
Yeah, the actress is the right age, so it's cool. But, like.
She's thick in all the right spots.
And that was another big change. Is like.
Oh, yeah, they made her thick.
Yeah. And that was that felt really interesting to me.
Yeah, my wife mentioned, she was like, this is the first time that, like, a lead actress has been, like, a size 10 time that I can remember.
And that was kind of, it hit me really hard when I was watching it. Not to be, like, super emotional about it, but, like, it hit me really hard to see that the bad guy that was the hottest girl in school, the hottest girl in school, was thick as fuck. And there were moments where I had to, like, kind of deal with myself a little bit where I was like, is this even realistic?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know if it's
real.
Well,
you guys don't have kids that age yet,
so I don't know. And it's like, that's not what my experience was. My experience was a Rachel McAdams type. And so it was kind of cool to see, like, oh, the hottest person in the room can be a size whatever. And, like, that was really neat to see, and I really liked it. And she had one song where she seduced the boyfriend at the party.
I didn't like those songs. Those are the songs I didn't like.
Jander slept
through
that song.
I liked all the songs except for the bad guys' songs.
The song,
Regina, all the Regina songs, I did
man,
not like.
I felt totally different. Jandra slept through it, so whatever. But like yeah. That song where she seduces the boyfriend at the party, I thought was so fucking hot.
At the potty?
At the potty, yeah.
Aaron Samuels definitely better in this film.
And didn't try to rape John Jacobs.
And yes. Guy,
yeah.
Give him a chance.
Yeah, he still might try
yeah,
to
yeah, give him a couple years.
Star, John.
This new guy still
John
might
Jacobs,
try to rape,
make
rape
it happen.
John Jacobs. Yeah. Yeah, Jacobs, you just present.
But yeah, I give it a...
I give it a solid 7.
It's a 7. It's
yeah,
a 7.
Yeah, I feel like a 7's fair.
I thought it was... I think it's for people that are like your guys' age to like show to your kids, basically.
Yes.
I think that's what it's for.
I would feel more comfortable with the kids watching this one than
the original.
Than the original.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it's definitely a fun way to do it as a musical. And it was fun to see Tina Fey and...
Oh, yeah. They changed it.
The
spoiler
principal.
Alert. Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows.
They both look great, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, they look
they
great.
They didn't look like... They didn't,
Tim
neither
Meadows
of them
had
changed
some great
at all.
Lines.
No.
In
yeah.
20 years.
Yeah,
yeah,
he had some great lines even in this one. They gave him some new lines that mm-hmm. I thought were really
and,
good.
And Lindsay Lohan got the cameo.
I liked
she
that.
She did, yes.
She's a little bit back up on like an upswing, I think.
Yeah,
I think we're going to be seeing more of
her.
Her
movie the other day.
Oh, the rom-com thing?
Rom-com, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
I don't know I don't know if it's any good. But anyway, we got to get out of here. You guys want to plug some show dates or what?
May 25th. Keep an eye out. Unholy is going to be doing its shit then. So yeah, look for that on Eventbrite. Or unholycomedyshow.com.
This week I'm going to be on the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone or the iHeart Radio app. So make sure to check out the Johnny B Show every night that it's on, actually. But I'm going to be on there Thursday. And then Friday the 22nd, we got Amber Autry. I'm going to be hosting for her. And Amanda Wilson is the feature.
Nice.
On the 26th, I am going to be featuring for Danny Bevins at the Safety Harbor Spa. Get your tickets now. I think it's just comedyatthespa.com. Jander, you got any show dates?
Sure. March 29th and 30th, I'm middling for Mr. Matt Fernandez in Fort Lauderdale. We're doing
nice.
Some cool stuff. And then I'm at Growler Bar in Tampa, April 6th, and then the weekend after that, April 11th, I'm middling at Wesley Chapel Side Splitters.
Nice.
Don't know who for.
Don't know who
it'll
for.
It'll be fun.
Tell him to bring me.
I'll bring come. John.
Yeah, tell him to bring me. Matt Fernandez hooked me up with a show, too. I'm going to be doing 420 at that, I forget the theater name in Ocala. I'm sure it's the only theater in Ocala.
Probably. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's I'll talk about that
The only
that
one
later.
That's not a horse track.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Well, I miss that horse track. I killed at that horse track, okay, buddy? Remember, once again, carrycart.com with 2 Ks. Use the code SP at checkout for $20 off the carry cart. And please check out random-fandom.com. Thank you to Lauren and Jander for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Next episode, we're going to have J.J. Curry and Brad Gilmore here in studio.
Nice.
I was actually going to do remote with J.J., and then he was like, well, I'm going to be there in a week, so why don't I just come in? And I was like, that sounds great.
That's awesome. Nice.
So J.J. is down from New York. He's got a bunch of cool shit to talk about, and I also miss Brad. Thank you guys for coming out, and that's the show.
We miss Brad, too. Bye, Brad.